Whilst in the bar one night, Antonio, actually from here on I'll call him Lee Van Cleef because nearly every male in the village is called Antonio, patted me on the back and said in Spanish that he would pick me up tomorrow at my house at 12 o'clock. ¿Por qué? Why? I asked. Hombre Festival, he replied. Hombre Festival? I repeated. At this, a group of men at the bar swiveled in their seats, raised their glasses, and cheered, Hombre Festival! I agreed and asked if it would be okay for my Scottish friend Hugh to come along. Sí, said Lee Van Cleef, pero no... He then pointed to the females around the table and shook his forefinger from side to side. Looks like a man only do, I said to Heather, trying to hide a grin that was forcing its way out of the side of my mouth. How long does it last? I asked, turning back to Van Cleef. 2 días. 2 days, came the reply. Heather turned to one of the women at the table and asked, What do the women do? They all looked at each other in puzzlement, not because they didn't understand the question, it was just that nobody had ever asked it before. Heather's eyes scanned the ladies present, her forefinger pointing at the table in front of her, and she announced, Mañana aquí a las 8. Here tomorrow, 8 p.m. The gathered females smiled in agreement. It's amazing how bilingual Heather can become when the need arises. Hugh and I waited with a combination of excitement and anticipation. I had neglected to tell him that the night before it had been requested that he wear a skirt. I think they meant his kilt, but who the hell knows what a hombre festival is? A rickety old car pulled up outside my house and beeped its horn. We went outside and got in. The driver, a man about 70 years old, I had never seen before, but his front seat passenger, a young man of about 20, had been in the bar the previous night. We climbed into the back, the car was started, and the young passenger turned up the stereo as loud as it would go. As the speakers were on the back sill, Hugh and I were immediately deafened, but the old man just carried on driving as though nothing had happened. We had no idea where we were going. The car cut across the country and down some isolated lanes. "Have you ever read the story of Burning Man?" I asked Hugh, almost screaming to be heard. "No, why?" he yelled back. "Never mind." The book in question was one I had read some time ago, but for some reason it had sprung to mind. It was about a man who had moved to a small village and was invited to the annual village party, where a dummy was burnt on a bonfire, I can't remember why. During the burning, the man had noticed the dummy's eyes move just as the flames engulfed it. Apparently a visitor was sacrificed each year. The car turned down a track and into an olive grove. Out of nowhere appeared a large white house. As the car stopped in the shade of one of the olive trees, I asked, "Who lives here?" The old man driving turned off the engine, which also killed the stereo, turned and said, "It is Fernando's house, but it is used only for fiestas." There were already about 12 men milling about preparing drinks and food, and over the next hour more appeared until the total was near 30. Sitting in a large circle in the shade of the house, we all drank beer, whilst Hugh and I explained the differences between Spain and the UK, everything from house prices to opening hours. Their questions were endless. The barbecue was lit and various meats were passed around. Once again, I had no idea what I was eating. I was sitting between the Fernandos. The elder would ask me a question. His son would translate it to a Spanish I could understand. I would think of the answer in English and translate it to Spanish for young Fernando, who would in turn tell his father what I had said. Although it sounds like a painful process, it was in fact quite fun. I noticed that everybody else had changed from drinking beer to red wine. I pointed this out to Hugh, who said, "I'm staying on the beer." I was just about to agree when Lee Van Cleef approached us, took our glasses, poured out the contents, and replaced it with red wine. I looked at Hugh. "I guess we are on the wine now,"